So there was a woman by the name of Matilda Jocelyn Gage. And Matilda grew up in a family that their home was a stop on the Underground Railroad. Early on, she was influenced by a Unitarian preacher named Samuel May, and his passionate style caught on for Matilda, and she too became passionate in issues of concern, social justice, women's rights. She was one of the first people to really stand up for indigenous people's rights, Native Americans' rights here in the United States. She was part of what they called the Big Three at the time, and certainly the biggest of the Big Three most everybody's heard of, Susan B. Anthony, who was a Unitarian, and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. And then there was Matilda Gage, who was the third part of that leadership team for the suffragette movement. And the message of these people was always the idea that within us, we have what we need, the resources, the strength, the courage, the intellect. It's all within us. Sometimes it gets lost. Sometimes we lose our way a little bit. But when we look inside of ourselves, we find that. So Matilda was a Unitarian. She was also very interested in spiritualism, which at the time a lot of Unitarians were interested in as well, because they wanted to see how this connection of the spirit to how we acted in the world, what that connection was. You know, how do we ground ourselves in something that is spiritually whole so that we can do the work at that time of abolitionism and indigenous people's rights and the rights of women and so on? And that's what Matilda was concerned with, that connection of the spiritual. And then how do you take that connection and move out into the world and make it a better place? So Matilda was an amazing force. And if you don't know about her, you should read up on her. In fact, the Smithsonian just coincidentally had an article on her very, very recently. I was going to tell you about her before this article even appeared, but if you're interested in her, look that article up in the Smithsonian. But she was also a mother-in-law. Now, many of us have had experiences with in-laws, and they run the gamuts, let's say. There's just kind of a spectrum of experiences that people have with their in-laws. And Matilda had the habit of spending 6 months every year living with her daughter and son-in-law at their home. So apparently this was a pretty good relationship, because 6 months is a long time to be there. Now, her son-in-law was a man who had dabbled around different careers, and he was kind of a dreamer and a thinker and never quite knew where to land. And when Matilda would stay with him, she would talk to him about her Unitarianism and all the things she was involved in, and they would get into these deep, long philosophical discussions, and she would give him books to read, and she was a writer herself, and so she encouraged him to write. And so as time went on, he started to get an idea in his head based on these conversations, based in large part on these conversations with Matilda. And it was the idea of a place where women held equal power to men, a place where there were alternatives to the kind of capitalist mindset, a place where there was egalitarianism, where there was nonviolence, where problems and evil were faced through creative solutions. And so he sat down and he started to write about this place, and he gave it the name of Oz. He then wrote the book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, which came out in 1900, I believe it was. And this book was his way of writing down all that he had been talking about with his mother-in-law all those years. It was the story of beings who didn't think they had enough compassion and love within them. They didn't have enough brains. They didn't have enough courage or bravery. They weren't even sure where home was or how to find it. And they went on this great big journey and discovered that they had all of that within them to start with. That we have all we need. Now, many of you may be aware, we went to the movies for the first time. Have we been to the movies? And I couldn't remember. We were sitting there in the movie theater saying, when was the last time we were in a movie theater? But we went and saw the movie Wicked, because I'm always excited when even a piece of our Unitarian tradition becomes part of contemporary popular culture. And the movie Wicked is, of course, a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, but it's based on the same idea. That no matter how odd you are, no matter how much of an outcast, no matter how different you are, within any one of us, there is everything that we need. Everything we need to not just survive, but to actually move forward, to offer a different perspective on life, to bring gifts that are unique to the world, things that might be needed. We have all we need. As we move into this new year, I know sometimes we can feel a little bit unempowered. We can feel like maybe there are things happening in the world that we have no control over, and it's true. That we can feel like there's not a lot we can do to change the direction some things go. But I tell you this story this morning of this amazing, amazing feminist and this amazing writer, and then this myth that was created out of that to remind all of us that within us there is the capacity for more than we even can imagine sometimes. That it doesn't take superhuman powers to offer a little bit of shift into the universe, a little bit of change. That within all of us, no matter our age or level of ability, just a simple smile can sometimes be the thing that's offering a little tiny bit of change in a world that is struggling. We have all we need. You have all you need to go forward, to find joy, to navigate life's woes and losses. It is all there within you. And when you doubt it, reach out to other people and they will remind you that it's there. So going into this year, I'm inviting each of you, if you don't have a spiritual practice already, to find something. And it can be something really simple. I take meditative walks, and when I don't take them, I'm not the best I can be. You can ask my husband about that. Whatever he's doing, it's probably earned on my part. But the idea is that we find something in our lives, moments where we're able to connect with the essence of who we are, the center of ourselves, so that we remember and feel that we do have all we need to navigate any moment in time. So I'm going to offer something this morning to you, and I'll invite my worship host, if she would, to help pass these out. I'm going to invite you to take one of these cards. You're not allowed to look ahead of time. This is going to be all about what the universe invites into your life today. And each of these cards has a word on it. And as a little spiritual practice, I'm going to invite you to put this card somewhere where you can see it, on your desk or your refrigerator, wherever it might be. Put it on your car mirror, or something, not the mirror you look at, but at traffic with. I don't want to be responsible for that, but think about this word throughout the year, and just every now and then when you see it, just take a moment and take a breath and think how this is showing up for you in your life, or how it's not, or what it means in your life, or what it doesn't, or what it's inviting you to do, or what it's inviting you to let go of, whatever it might be. I mean, I've had words that I've just been so grateful to get, like love or joy, and then I get words like discipline, and I think, what's that supposed to be about? But somewhere along the way in the year, it comes to me, ah, that's what it is. So I'm going to invite you to do that. It's just an easy little spiritual practice if you haven't already had a spiritual. I'm going to grab one too while we're at it. Oh, I got creativity. So this is a good year for me. I get to enjoy that one. But I'm going to invite you to do that as something that helps you to bring into your life the practice of really thinking about your life and how it's playing out. And I think we have need over there for Eric to get one as well, Beth, when you get it. Oh, okay. That's great. If you can do that right here. I was going to invite. That's fantastic. So those of you who are online, if you'd like a word, Eric's gonna draw some from our box here and put them in the chat for you online, and you can have those as your word for the year. That's great. Everybody get a word? Oh, we have Monica over here. Get Monica a word. Fantastic. Beth didn't know she was doing this morning, so she's been a real trooper with everything I've invited her to do. Everybody, whose word makes sense? Anybody have a word that is like, oh, that's the word, that makes sense. Oh, that makes sense? Okay. Whose word is puzzling this morning? Oh, Lawrence, you've got a puzzling word. All right. Whose word is something that you'd like to have more of in your life? We've got some of those. All right. Well, I deeply appreciate all of you going on this journey as we've turned through these various turning points of the year and found our way to this moment in 2025. We are here. We have all we need, and we are together on this journey.